I'm WUWM's Mayan Silver. About 1 in 9 voters with disabilities had difficulty casting their ballots in 2020, double the rate of voters without disabilities. And disability rights advocates are worried that a series of bills proposed in Wisconsin by Republican state legislators could increase that disparity. Few things are more important to Stephanie Birmingham than her right to vote. The 33-year-old disability rights advocate risked her life to vote in person in 2019.
I had to drive my power wheelchair literally down the middle of the street in order to get to my nearest polling location. Why, you ask? Well, because the sidewalks, being that we're in Wisconsin, were covered in ice and snow, and the public buses didn't go to my polling location.
She voted as indefinitely confined in November. Indefinitely confined voters are those that get a permanent absentee ballot because of age, infirmity, illness, or disability, and they don't have to provide a photo ID. State Republican lawmakers have turned their eyes towards absentee voting, including voting as indefinitely confined, in dozens of new bills. Here's State Senator Dewey Strobel, Republican of Saukville, the author of many of the bills.
According to the Wisconsin Election Commission, 27.8% of votes cast in the November 2016 election were absentee ballots. In November of last year, 59.7% of votes cast were absentee ballots. This increase in absentee voting, driven primarily by COVID-19, highlighted some discrepancies in our current absentee ballot process. It also highlighted a couple of opportunities to codify best practices that increase transparency and provide uniformity in absentee voting.
Legislators took up several of the bills in the Senate Elections Committee Thursday. One would levy a photo ID requirement for indefinitely confined voters, then eliminate their ability to receive absentee ballots permanently. Stephanie Birmingham, the disability rights advocate, is against these provisions. She says they levy additional barriers on those who are already more at risk of being disenfranchised.
One of the greatest barriers faced by Wisconsinites that are disabled is the lack of transportation, especially in rural areas. Not only are there people with disabilities who don't drive, like myself, but getting to a local DMV is not a simple task. And to think that there's someone who's readily available to take them is assuming that people with disabilities always have someone at the helm for our every need.
An additional bill that has not yet had a public hearing would require indefinitely confined voters under 65 to get a doctor to confirm their status. Another law would require administrators of a care facility or retirement home to let residents' families know when special voting deputies will conduct absentee voting. Some, like Oconto County Elections Clerk Kim Pitleski, say this raises privacy and civil rights concerns.
Just because an individual is in a care facility doesn't take away their right to vote. That is done at the court level. And one of the things that we're hearing a lot is, you know, grandma might not remember my name, which is, you know, unfortunate, but she still has that right to vote.
The bill would also make it a felony for staff to influence a resident not just on who to vote for, but also whether to apply or not apply for an absentee ballot. Pitleski is concerned that a well-meaning CNA would be charged with a felony for offering someone the ability to vote. Republican state senators say they will be conferring with disability rights advocates to further discuss their concerns. Democratic Governor Tony Evers could veto the bills if they pass the Senate and Assembly. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.